Rabbi Nachman in Breslev opened and said, the parasha of Lech Lecha. They're saying it's not comfortable to you, so you can go to yourself. Go for yourself. As much as we're gonna try to tell about Abraham Avinu, talk about Abraham Avinu, it will not gonna be enough. Who can reach to understand the greatness of Abraham Avinu? Can we understand all of the world? We're standing from one side and he from the other side. All of the world confused, worshiping idols. And he alone achieves such faith. That who are we? Which faith he had? Can we understand the greatness of Abraham Avinu? We cannot. Who are gonna reach? Like that Rav Amar said in the Hilula, he said 10 tests Abraham been tested. It's not only 10, he had a lot of them every day, like each and every one of us, that every day the 10, they were special 10, special for Abraham Avinu. But he went through all of the tests of every person also. Everyone going through in every moment of his life tests. And all of the tests are only tests in faith. All of the tests. Every moment and moment a man is going through. All of the tests are tests in faith. Men have to be strong to know. But to hold on in faith. To hold on in faith. To fight for the faith. This is what we're saying every day. See our poverty, fight for us. Every day you have fights. Every day Yetzirah is coming to fight with the person, to bring thoughts, bad thoughts in his head, to make him confused. And suddenly see such amazing light, to see that it's all good, the sweetness of life. And suddenly darkness, total darkness. Asking permission from our Rebbe. It's all, this is Abraham Avinu. But he is the head of the believers. A man needs to be strong in faith. That the faith is going to be so clear to him that he will not going to be confused for nothing in the world. Nothing will confuse him. He's just going to hold in faith. Because people, they're learning Torah, but the Torah is supposed to give us the power to hold in faith, to live the faith. First thing to believe that there is nothing except of Hashem. Everyone is going through thoughts, all kind of thoughts. Maybe his wife has done it, maybe his father done something. A man needs to live in faith. there is nothing except of him. And Rabbeinu is writing, you should know that all kinds of sorrow and suffering, all of the suffering, he's writing all of the suffering, not suffering, all of the suffering, only from lack of wisdom. Avrech is not learning in the yeshiva, he lives in Ramot. An Avrech that is, he's got a little back roots. Until now, his father is not accepting him, no matter how much he's talking to him, he cannot move his father a little bit. He told his wife, it looks like that we have the same life like we had before. We have a little bit of debts and the tests of every day and every moment. But what's the difference? Huge difference. Once all day long I was in sadness and anger, and today all day long we're happy. What changed? We received knowledge, wisdom. We received faith. This is what has been changed. Like that we said it a few times before, that Rabbeinu is writing that when the man knows that all of what he is going through is coming from a good reason, when he knows it, then that aspect is like to live in the world to come. He doesn't written that when the person succeeds that everything going to go like that you wish, because that reality does not exist in the world. There are people that are breaking to pieces. Wow. Again we need to fight, again we need to fight. Everyone understands it carefully. The war is until 120. If someone thinks to himself that in a certain time he will not going to have wars, you need to enjoy fighting. I want to explain you that point. Because I had few conversations with guys, people that have few difficulties. So what's your purpose? That what? That you're going to have here, going to sleep your life? What are you looking for? What's your purpose? The person needs to know that he came to fight, and this is it. This is his purpose. Here he's succeeding. Here he's learning something new. Here he's overpowering on something. Here he wakes up with another prayer. Here he's achieving certain new wisdom. And this is it. This is his effort. This is our life to fight. We came here to fight. This is the point that I wanted. From now, from yesterday, I had those thoughts to bring it over to you. But yes, we came here to fight, yes. This world is a war. Like that I told you already, that the Chafetz Chaim, he saw soldiers that came back from the war. He told them, you came from the small war to the biggest war. They didn't understand what he's talking about. Baruch Hashem, we're coming back from the war, coming to healthy life, what he wants. So he told them, your war was small. The fight against the Yetzer Hara is a war that never ends until 120. This is it. As long as you... Yes, again to fight. Yes, again. Yes, it will never going to end. You're never going to stop fighting. Not that it's again to fight. You should know that it will never going to end. All of your life you're going to fight. And here, now, yes, now, yes, now. And now another thing. And suddenly... another confusion. And yes, this is the war. Fight our fight. Help us. Fight for us. Help us. Fight for us. This is actually the point of the difference. A person that is not completing with that fact that he came to this world to fight. So here he's dead, here he's broken, here he's confused, here, wow, again it happened to me, I fell. This is don't call it no other name. Call it a wall. It's a wall. Don't call it I fail, I failed. No, it's a wall. I'm inside the wall. And I'm trying now I fell in the wall. Even during the wall. Hashem gave me that wisdom yesterday, from yesterday, to think on that point. That this is the point of the difference between two people. If a man understands, no, I came to fight. This is it. I came to fight. It's not like, no, wow, he's disappointed, another fight, another time to stand up, let's start again, do a new start, all kinds of tricks of war. No, it's not again, I came to fight and the war is 120 years. This is it, and it's my pleasure that I'm fighting. Blessed Hashem that we're healthy soldiers. Heroes, we're fighting. This is all of the difference. If not, so the person is broken. Oh, again, look, didn't went like I wanted. Confusion, weaknesses from the wisdom. All of the despair and weaknesses and confusions are all coming from that point. That the person don't understand that he came to fight. No, I came to fight. If you don't understand it, so now I'm during the fight. I'm inside the wall. Now I have this kind of fight, this kind of battle. Here I need to strengthen myself to strengthen. Starts again, here I need to thank, here I need to say thank you, here I need to hold all the will, here I want to hold Hashem. Those are your weapons, kinds of weapons, the will, the prayers, the thanks, the praises, learning Torah. It's the biggest weapon that you learn Holy Torah, that with that, hours and hours, you're outside of the fight, your heart is inside the Torah. Blessed Hashem. Praising Hashem. Hours of rest. When you learn to write, an aspect of Shabbos. That the man is inside the limud, in the learning, so it's like in Shabbos. You're inside the Shabbos. So Rabbeinu is saying it again. I'm going to read it to you, those lines again. You should know that all kinds of sorrow, all of sufferings are coming only from one reason, from lack of wisdom. Only lack of wisdom. All of the suffering that you have because you lack of wisdom. You have suffering, you're suffering lack of wisdom. What's Rabbeinu saying? Because the person that got wisdom, he knows that it's all by private supervision of Hashem. It's not your wife that done that to you, it's Hashem. It's not your father, not your grandmother, not your friend, not your employer, not no one. Nachman once went in a hitchhiking, so the driver asked him, do you know Shalom Arush? He told him, yes, I know him a little bit, his son. He said, he saved my life. Why? He said, I wanted to murder my mother-in-law. If I was on the way to kill her, this is it, I was on the way to kill her. Because all of the time he was blaming her. She was the reason for all of the problems, from the moment that he got married. She is the source of all of his problems. He said he didn't care about going to prison, nothing. And on the way he received the CD, he just put it. And he heard the word. It's not your mother-in-law, it's Hashem. First words in the CD. It's not your mother-in-law, it's not your wife, it's Hashem. If you don't have faith, so there's nothing to help you. You cannot do nothing with you. You can help a person who doesn't have faith. He thinks it's his wife. Go to your wife. This is your job. Go to your wife. You are dealing only with Hashem. First of all, you should know it's supervised by Hashem. It's all by Hashem. Rabbeinu is writing, and he doesn't have no suffering. And he doesn't feel no sorrow. If a man feels sorrow, means his lack of faith. I told you, and I tell you again. Rab Aaron Mibels, that after that five children of his died, and his wife, in the Holocaust, Hashem going to revenge their blood. 4.5 years he suffered horrible sufferings on the journey to Eretz Israel. Things that you cannot understand. When I came back, in private supervision, when I came back from Dimona, we went through a few villages from heaven. They closed the regular way and we had to go through certain villages, and it was darkness at night, And I remembered Rav Aaron Nibez, and I said, because Baruch Hashem, I said thank you, and I didn't care so much for the kindness of Hashem. I said thank you, Hashem, that you want us to drive from here, and we drove, and I was happy. The kindness of Hashem, we said thank you, and Hashem arranged it all. Hashem protected us, Baruch Hashem. The kindness of Hashem. I drove, and I remembered Rav Aaron Nibez, and I said, who knows what he went through? And he didn't have a car. I had a car. Who knows where he was traveling, where he was hiding, what he was doing? 4.5 years. How many times he didn't eat for whole days, didn't drink? 4.5 years of being chased and suffering. When he came to Eretz Israel, people, rabbis, came to consult him that he will not going to know no grief, no sorrow. He said, what you said? Go make Netilat Yadayim 3 times. He went and done. Why to wash my hands? You said things against Hashem. Go clean yourself from those thoughts that you had against Hashem. Go purify yourself 3 times. Come back and say after me, Aaron ben Batya Ruchama never knew no sorrow. Say 3 times after me. This is faith.
Amen.
Why? 5 children. Been murdered for him in the Holocaust. 4.5 years of suffering in the roads. And now he's... Someone wants to tell him, listen, a word to strengthen him, to tell him, I'm sorry. He says, no, you say things against Hashem. Everyone needs to take that sorrow into his life. Every time that you feel sorrow, go make 3 times Netilat Yadayim and say, Shalom ben Yamna. Never knew no sorrow. Everyone going to say that 3 times a day, 3 times in a row. He had a complete faith. A complete faith. He never felt no sorrow. This is what Hashem wants. This is it. This is what Hashem wants. Think about Yosef HaTzadik. 12 years in prison. Which prison? 12 years in a pit. What he was eating, what he was drinking, which toilet they had, shower. Who is thinking about that? They knew that concept, shower, books, alone, nothing. A Jew, everyone comes of the world in the lowest place of them all. Hashem wanted me to be here. As long as he wants, I don't know nothing. Hashem wants it. This is what Hashem wants. The explanation of all of what that I said, it means that a man is going to hold on in faith. Throw your wisdom and hold on in faith. No wisdom. Hashem wants me to be like that. This is the kindness of Hashem. Throwing away all of the wisdom. And now to come to Abraham Avinu. What the test was? He came to Eretz Israel. Hashem promised to him to give him the Holy Land. A slice of bread he doesn't have. Hunger. Hashem is saying to him, go from your land to the place that I'm going to show you. And he hears. Hashem is saying to you, go look for yourself. He's not questioning on Hashem. He's not talking. A word is not saying. He wants to live in faith, to sing to Hashem Ibarach, to say thank you to Hashem Ibarach in all of the conditions that he's going through in life. This is what it means to live in faith. He doesn't feel no sorrow. You feel sorrow, you lack of faith. There is no 3 options. You have sorrow, you lack of faith. Because Hashem gave and Hashem took. Rabbeinu is writing that there are kinds of suffering that a man can feel them in his body. If he sees he's got certain pain, he feels that pain. He feels that pain. Even though that he feels them in his body. Like sufferings that are coming. For example, like when the soul is coming out from the body is suffering. When the soul comes out, when the person is sick, so the body feels it. The soul, when it's inside all of the body, so the body doesn't feel no pain. The soul revives, gives life to all of the body. When it's got pain, means that the soul went, left a little bit the body in that place, so it feels pain. So you feel that pain because the soul was connected tied to the body in a strong connection, and now he feels the pain in the time of separation. Even though those sufferings also very easy, light and easy to be accepted when the man knows that it's all in private supervision from Hashem Yitbarach, and even more so all other kinds of suffering, all kinds of sorrow and suffering. This is how Rabbeinu is saying sorrow and suffering, that they don't feel them at all when they have them. Alright, if you have body pains in your body, I can understand you have some suffering. But also that, if you receive it with faith, it's also going to be very easy. But other kinds of suffering, you don't feel them at all. What you have to feel? You don't have money. It doesn't pain. You don't feel it in your body. Someone is saying a word to you. All kinds of suffering that there are in the world, it's not really. You have faith, this is what Hashem wants. It's good dancing, this is it. Singing to Hashem. This is what Hashem wants. Main sorrow and suffering. Because that they take the wisdom from the person that you're going to feel the suffering. But when you know that knowledge, that wisdom, so the memory and that the memory in that knowledge is strengthening you. This is what Hashem wants, and thank you. This is it. We are in a generation that we came to this world to hold on in faith. There is a conversation, words from Rabbeinu, that in the time of Mashiach, to hold in faith, it's like to climb a smooth wall. So have to strengthen yourself a lot. This is why Hashem gave me that merit, to be busy all day long in teaching faith, all of the time. There is the thing that something that happened this week. A certain person came to apologize to me, to ask me forgiveness. His family, a woman from his family, in the north, she lives in the Krayot, close to Haifa. She was coming to my classes once in a while. She would come to Cholon, and she told me that she's got suffering from her husband, horrible suffering, something that you cannot understand, that kind of suffering, insulting, something he would tell her in her face, I don't love you, horrible things. So I told her, say every day half an hour thanks. This is what Hashem wants. We don't understand. Whatever Hashem is doing is all for the good. It's perfect. This is it. Main thing to hold in faith. So listen carefully. When a man is saying half an hour thanks on something that he's suffering from it, so few things are happening. First thing, he believes in Hashem. Why you need to say thank you and thank you? Why? Because the main thing is to hold in faith. If you are not going to say thank you, the bad thoughts and confusion are going to overpower him again. Again he's going to have thoughts. This is why you need to say daily. Again he's going to fall to that from faith. He's going to be sad and depressed. But that half an hour gives him the power, the faith, to hold on. That every day he believes in Hashem. When he's saying thank you, he holds on. First of all, he knows that he lives in faith. This is the first thing. You say thank you, you hold that half an hour every day, so you believe this is what that Hashem wants, this is the best. Thank you, perfect. And it protects him that you're not going to have thoughts that are going to confuse him. Second thing, like we know, not only salvation to himself he achieved, just also to all of the believers, to all of the world. It's written in Ta'anit, page 28. A man, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, said, the person that receives the suffering with love, he brings salvation to the world. When you go with thanks, this is the way to bring salvation to the world. To say thank you. This is the way, with the thanks. To bring salvation to the world. To redeem the world with wars and fights, it's not a problem. Long time ago, people could do it. It's very easy. Rabbi Yehuda Zevlovich, he was stopping that. He knew that he could bring it. And the heathen righteous people, for them it was hard to understand. They were angry with him. They didn't understand why he's stopping the salvation. They could bring it in the war in the Gulf. They could bring the Mashiach in the war in the Gulf. If he would agree, the Mashiach would have come in the war in the Gulf. If Rabbi Yehuda Zev would agree, Mashiach would have come. But he told them, have you been in the Holocaust? No. So what do you want? To bring another Holocaust to Amisrael? Alright, Mashiach will come, but how much blood is going to be spilled for? How much blood? Wars? It's not a problem. We can bring Mashiach. But to bring Mashiach in mercy, when people believe in the mercy in Hashem, that it's all mercy, as much as we can have that merit, to distribute those booklets, those good stones, to distribute the faith, the thanks and praises in Hashem Yitbarach, to believe that it's all mercy, to say thank you. So one is saying thank you, another person is going to be close to him and say thank you also. Bring the Mashiach like that, with smiles. This is the war that we're fighting for. To say another class on thanks, on faith. Again, thinking of other points that maybe I haven't spoke about. Now that story that I started to tell, I said to that woman, first of all, this is what that Hashem wants, right? Who knows what you've done in a different lifetime? We don't know in past life. Who knows? There is nothing less to think. If you're going to say thank you and you're going to be happy with your share, you're not going to feel no sorrow. Nothing. And also it's going to protect you from thinking bad thoughts and weaknesses on Hashem. You're going to be happy. This is my share. So Hashem made it happen that she divorced that person. He wanted. He decided. He wanted to divorce. Alright, divorced him. That relative, he doesn't, he had a lot on me, bad things, because he heard from me. I told him to say thank you. He heard my CDs, he believed in that thanks and praises. But when he saw how much he's suffering, and then she'd been divorced, and they had children, he said, what's going on with that? This is thanks, this is what the thanks brings. He had a lot of complaints on me. And he was weak from thanks and praises at all. Totally. So time went, and Hashem gave her that marriage to get married again, and she married a bachelor. Not only that, Mamash, he won the lottery. A very good guy. He won the lottery, first prize, and this is it. Once in a while, a person can good attributes, lottery. that person was ashamed because she knew that Hashem redeemed her from the first husband. Every day only shouting, insulting, I don't love you. The most horrible things in the world that a woman can do. Hashem saved her. So she knew for sure that it's a salvation for her. But he, her relative, he didn't feel the suffering. He thought to himself, she's divorced. Now when he saw it, he came to apologize. He came to me and told me, listen, I'm asking for forgiveness. I went weaker from thanks and praises. I want to hear them now again, and I'm apologizing. So what's the explanation? A man thinks to himself that when he's saying thank you, he's going to see the salvation now in the present. Yesterday, someone came to the radio, and she said that she is saying thank you. And she saw that her tooth is moving, and she had pain, and she started to say thank you Hashem, half an hour on the problems that she had with her tooth. She called the doctor, he accepted her now, he said yes, come now, and she said it's not exist without reserving a place, it could take 2 weeks. And she just said thank you. She didn't feel that he uprooted and took out the teeth. He gave her one pill against pain. She didn't feel nothing. It's small salvation that you can achieve. You can work out with half an hour of thanks and praises. But a big, big problem like that, what do you want? That Hashem is going to answer to you after half an hour? And then he sees, and he doesn't understand that half an hour of thanks, first of all, the fact that you survived that day in faith. This is it. This is the reward. This is the game already. What we said? We said that you came to fight, and the main fight is on the faith, right? The fight is on the faith. So you fight and you hold on in faith. So you survive. You hold on. So this is it. You have your salvation. Did you believe in Hashem? You have your salvation. You believe in Hashem. You are happy. Like that we said, you don't feel the sorrow. Everything is according to the situation. Something takes only shorter time, something else takes a longer time. So yesterday someone called to the radio and told that his son, when he was 20, he couldn't marry, and his daughter, she passed him and she got married, and they took on themselves to say half an hour thanks and praises to Hashem. And the son, he had been engaged. I told him, a building, when you build it on thousands of things, it's not a building that's been built without thanks. A building that you built it is established on thousands of thanks. He saw a car, a vehicle drive, so asked him, are you going to Chut Shel Chesed, string of kindness? He told him, it's not a string of kindness, it's a rope of kindness. Come, I'll take you. Now we have that. I said thank you and I've been saved. You know that joke? You know that joke? Someone said Pirkei Shira and been saved. I said for 40 days Pirkei Shira. Someone said she accepted on herself to say the chapters of songs, and she had a husband that hell is better than that husband. And he called, and she was in the middle of the Pirkei Shira. So she said, "Don't you what he's saying?" So he asked her, "What, you called me a donkey?" And he gave her a gift. So she wrote, "I said Pirkei Shira and I've been saved." So we have, now we're saying, I said thank you and I've been saved. I'm soon going to be 28. And I made all of the sgulot, 18 days into the Kotel. I was in Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Meir Bar Nes, in Uman four times, nothing helped. In the end I said, alright, I'll listen to Rav Arush. I made half an hour, thanks. After 2 weeks I heard certain... Thank God we engaged Friday, last Friday. Now that building that you built based on, it's not the same building that you built on thanks and praises like the building that you built on whining. Oh, I'm 28 and I haven't got married. Not the same. Need to write it down. Stories. I said thank you and I've been saved. Campaign. A guy that said now 10 years, more than 10 years, he was an unmarried guy in yeshiva. Well, after 10 years that he was a learning a guy in the yeshiva, so Arav one day told him, listen, you need to take your money of Masrot and buy books, Garden of Peace, and make a hafatza with it. And he done that, and only it took 1.5 years after it that he met his wife. But when he and his wife they sat and talked and told her his story, so she told him that in that exact time, and they came to that certain week. In that week, she came to some very important conclusions that actually the salvation came, even though they took 1.5 years. But the salvation started in the same week that Arab told him to make that distribution. Also from the side of his wife. Leave me that wisdom to understand why, before that a person is saying thank you from a complete heart, from all of his heart, he is not allowed to ask, request. Why? Hashem gave me that understanding to explain it in a simple way. No matter which problem a person have, he doesn't have a wife, he doesn't have children, actually, he starts to pray. You know how it looks like? Ribono Shel Olam, listen, it's not good for me what that you're doing with me. I'm not happy with how you behave with me. So have mercy on me. If a man is not saying thank you, first of all, this is the best that I have. Until this moment, it's perfect that I didn't have everything. It's the best. First of all, thank you. This is perfect. It's the best. Why are we praying that we're going to have vessels to contain the bounty? If you're not saying thank you, so he's saying to Hashem Barach, I'm not happy with what that you do. I'm not happy. So help me to be happy, okay? Help me. Or let's say, put it in a different way. All of that issue of thanks, how it works, when you cancel yourself to Hashem Yitbarach, when you cancel your will to the will of Hashem Yitbarach, but if you're not saying thank you, means you say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to cancel your will. I don't want what that you do, so cancel your will to my will. This is two options. Or you cancel your will to him, or that you demand him to cancel his will to you. You need to say all of what that you've done is perfect, and I'm canceling my will. Oh, that you say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not happy, I'm not satisfied, cancel your will to my will. This is what Hashem gave me to understand, how to explain.
שום דבר שישקנו עד שאין מספיק חודות, מספיק חודות. בגלל את הנקודה הזאת, אני מציע שכל אחד שיסתכל בגלל את הנקודה, הוא בסך, בגלל את הנקודה, הוא בסך, בגלל את הנקודה,
the universal garden of faith, the Rabbi is comparing it to a prisoner that he is inside prison, that he cannot ask for forgiveness until he accepts the fact that he is in prison. If he still desires to go out all of the time, he cannot ask for forgiveness because he's not a prisoner yet. He hasn't accepted the judgment. The first time his sister and her son came to Eretz Israel, and he didn't have a place to let them be, to rent a place, and they didn't have money. And his wife started to be angry, why you bring your sister and her son to my house, her house also, and wasn't comfortable. Rav gave Sitbon an advice to tell that friend to say half an hour thanks, and he said that then half an hour thanks and praises to Hashem. And after 3-4 days, someone came to him with some money job offering, 10,000 shekels a month on half an hour work a day. He received it and he done it, and he rent a place to his sister. Rav Shalom said now that his wife started to say thank you also. She wants to have this. The guy is saying, I saw a CD on the table of a Rav, give a smile. And he saw the CD. He heard the CD of a Rav.
אז מופתע הייתי חייב כאילו בחדר שם במטבח לבד, אז פתחתי מופתע שם כאילו גמח תודה להשם, סכינים חד פעמים וזה, כי אני לא מסוגל לאכול מהצלפות של הישיבה וזה, אז אמרתי אם אני דואג לצד של כולם, ואז כל שם תודה, תודה ותודה ותודה.
He made a gemach of thanks to Hashem. He put one time fork and knife for the guys of Bachurim, and everyone that takes the fork and knife one time in the chad pa'ami, so he needs to say thank you. He wrote a note. You should say thank you. And people said a lot of thanks because of what that he made. One time he went.
והוא יבוא כבר לחפש לשם דיסקים של הרב, וזה אמרתי אם כבר כאילו נחזור בתשובה, מה כבר יכול להיות, ובאמת עם התודות וזה, היה שמה, ואו ללכת לתחנה המרכזית של צומת אשקלון,
He went back home from his parents' house and he didn't have money, just only for the bus. And someone took his bag from the bus, and he took the bag of the person that took took his bag accidentally. He said to himself, a lot of clothes for Shabbos and things he had in his bag. Three guys stopped for him when he's standing with his dead bag. And he told them his story that he lost the bag. They took him on a ride. And they took him to a place, and in that place he just said thank you to Hashem. He didn't know nothing. He asked the guard over there.
Arabs, Ethiopians,
Someone told him that guy that went down from the bus in a certain station, probably he went to a certain place, and they took him to that place. It was like a school, the dormitory. So, just so some guys took him over there to the dormitory. And he came and he asked the person that was guarding over there, and he asked him if you met someone that came with a bag, something like that. Make a long story short, he found that person, they switched the bags, someone gave him money that he can have, and someone took him in a ride back home to Jerusalem, to the yeshiva, and all thanks and praises. He needs to tell stories and thanks and praises, so it's good. Oh. So really, what, like, again, let's go back to that point, that conclusion, that we're going to have it. I wanted to strengthen it, that we're going to know, that we strengthen ourselves today in faith, that when people are coming to me and telling me, but how I'm going to say thank you with happiness, how, with joy, how? I have that problem. I'm going through what that I'm going through, and I'm suffering. How I'm going to say thank you? That really, don't say it without heart. You need to understand it's the best thing for you. So a man needs to know, like we learned, the faith. You need to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here I'm going to give you a tale. I wrote this tale today, I thought about it, to explain that in a perfect way. Every father, he would want to give his son the best, that his son will not gonna have no suffering for sure. And also HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like that, we believe. And every father, once in a while, he needs to slap his son once in a while, or to stop him from something, to educate him. So I learned from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you give the suffering, it doesn't mean that he doesn't love you. He would want to give you the best. Just, it will not gonna bring you to nowhere. He saw that you cannot wake up from your deep sleep, you cannot reach your perfection, just only if you're gonna stop you from that thing, only if you're gonna slap you. This is the simple explanation. If you believe in Hashem, that is for sure He loves you. He loves you. He would want to give you the best, the perfection of all perfections. But he sees that there's nothing else to do. You will sleep all of your life. So what to do? So you have to stop you from a certain thing. It's not because that Chas v'Shalom. So if you believe in Hashem, that for sure everything that He's doing is for your own good. So how can you not say thank you on the suffering? He came to wake you up, to bring you to your perfection. Again, I'm going to explain it to you. When a man came to this world, he needs to know, we came to fight. When a man is fighting, he just sees salvation. When a man is fighting, he just sees salvation. Here he's receiving new wisdom, and here new understanding, and new... And he wake up really with a wonderful prayer, and here he's reaching certain humility. All of the time he's getting closer to Hashem. A man needs to see that every moment he's getting closer to Hashem. Understand it carefully. The main point that I wanted to talk on, only on that point, we came to this world to fight for 120 years. This is the main Avodat Hashem. I wanted to say a few more things, but the main point is that we came to this world to fight for 120 years. Don't think to yourself you need to rest. You need to. The rest is to fight, is to put an effort. There is no rest. Maybe one day, maybe I'm going to say that it's good. It's going to be good. Why? Now it's bad for you. You need to be happy, to enjoy the world. Enjoy the world. This is the effort. For that we came to this world. We came to fight. fight. Simple as that. We came to fight. I wish that we all gonna understand that main point. We came to this world to fight for 120 years. Everyone strength himself. I created the Yetzirah, I created the cue. A man needs to know we have a cue to say thank you. This is the cue. The help of heaven.
Thanks to you.
Hello.